Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. So throughout Advent, Christmas, and into the New Year's, I felt it was very important for us to pray for the conversion of men who are very, very much involved with AI. AI is an epoch-making technology. We are already seeing some benefits, but we are also seeing some very scary, some very nerve-wracking, some very evil effects of AI in a variety of ways. And this is a great rosary campaign. This is not to go into all those effects and details right now, but I think all of us know exactly what we're talking about, whether it be people being encouraged to commit suicide as recently happened, people engaging in plagiarism, people learning less and less how to think, people creating things like pornography with AI and other sorts of horrific things. We can see the promise of this technology, particularly with things like medical research and cures for diseases. We can also see very, very grave evils. And while it is technically true that all technologies are neutral, it is not true that in a state of original sin, or if you're baptized concupiscence, where you're still subject to the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, it is not true that every technology is equally tended towards sin. For example, we could say, and this would be true, that social media is neutral. It just matters how we use it. Technically, in a bare bones sense, that's true. But we also know now, and we have mountains of data to prove it, that social media use has been directly correlated with things like mental illness, vanity, narcissism, and just general anxiety. It's also been intrinsic in spreading a lot of sexual ideologies that have been very destructive to especially young people, particularly the trans ideology and whatnot. So yes, technically, in a bare bones sense, all technology is neutral. It can be used for good or for evil. But in a state of original sin, for those who are not baptized, or in a state of concupiscence, which those of us who are baptized still are under, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life, we're going to be struggling with these things until the day we die. Under those circumstances, certain technologies do tend in certain directions. And in that sense, for a variety of reasons, this will be a topic we talk about a lot in 2026, AI has some very disturbing tendencies that I think we need to be very cognizant of, and therefore we need to pray for those who are deeply involved with it. I want to tell a quick story. I met a man who recently converted to the Catholic faith, and let's just say he was deeply involved with Google. I'll just leave it at that, and if he wants to be more public at some point, he can. But he'd made a very interesting comment to me. He had seen Eternal Christendom's work, and he loved what we were doing. He said to me, "Josh, there was fire, there was the wheel, and now there's AI." His point was he saw AI, and I think he's probably right, potentially, as epoch-making as fire and the wheel, which were obviously utterly transformative for human life and existence. Can we even imagine just basic human life in any period of history over the last 5,000, 10,000, whatever years without fire and the wheel? He thinks AI will have as significant an impact as fire and the wheel for humanity. Whether he's right or wrong, I think he's probably right. There are certainly men in this world who want to make sure he's right. They do want AI to have that much of an effect. So we need to be praying for them. We need to be praying for their conversion. And on the other side of conversion, if they don't convert, we need to at least pray that the potential evils unleashed by AI are mitigated for the salvation of souls. So for all these five figures, pray for both of those things, primarily their conversion, but also the mitigation of any and all evil that may result from AI. For this week's Great Rosary campaign, the last of the five that we are doing for figures who are very connected with AI, let's pray for Sundar Pichai, who is the CEO of Google. Google is one of the biggest and most significant companies in the world. It sounds like they have, in many ways, laid the most groundwork for AI in the long run. And so we need to be praying for Sundar Pichai and that he converts to the Catholic faith, and that he ensures as much as possible that AI is used for good and mitigates against the profound evils that we've seen are already coming from it and potentially could come further from it. So pray for the conversion of Sundar Pichai. And since we are still in a period of feasting and joy with Christmas and as we head into Epiphany, we're not going to fast, but I would ask you to do a holy hour, spend an hour in the presence of our Lord, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist, for the conversion of Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, to to the Catholic faith. As I said at the beginning with that story from my friend who was with Google and converted to the Catholic faith, AI is probably as big a deal as fire and the wheel. That's a big, big deal. We need to be praying about this. We need to be fasting about this. We need to be watchful and discerning about this and not get caught up in just the wave and the wind of culture. Let's keep these figures in mind who we are praying for. Let's pray against the evil effects of AI, if and when they come. And let's also be praying for the Pope, who has made it clear since the day he was elected that, or around that time, that AI is going to be a big focus of his pontificate. And let us pray for wisdom and guidance from the Holy Spirit as he offers an authoritative witness to the truth taught by the church in the age of AI. With that, we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you, and on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.